Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The Eureka Police Department and the Coroner's Office are asking for anyone who may have witnessed the events that led to the drowning death of 36-year-old Arcata resident Edward Conaboy to contact authorities. Witnesses reported seeing him jump from the Eureka Slough Bridge last week, and his body was later found by kayakers paddling through the slough about 100 yards from the bridge. It's unclear if the drowning was an attempted suicide or an accidental death. Anyone who may have been in contact with Conaboy before the incident or who has any information is asked to come forward. An early morning traffic stop on Monday on Highway 255 in Samoa led to the arrest of two people and the confiscation of 9 grams of heroin. A deputy was on patrol when a vehicle headed toward him ignored the deputy's flashing headlight signal to dim the high beams on their car. The deputy turned around to stop the vehicle, and the driver, 57-year-old Richard Callahan of Eureka, sped away instead of pulling over. Once Callahan did pull over, the deputy questioned him and his passenger, 28-year-old Eureka resident Rebecca Chapa. A search of both Callahan and Chapa, along with the vehicle, turned up the heroin, a stun gun, packaging materials, and evidence of drug sales activity, including a scale. Callahan told the deputy he had planned on selling the heroin for profit because, and I quote, "everyone is doing it, so he figured he'd get ahead of the game." Callahan was booked on possession and possession for sale charges, along with driving on a suspended license, and Chapa for possession of drug paraphernalia and a probation violation. Eureka Police responded to a vehicle versus bicycle traffic collision at the intersection of 4th and S Streets on Monday afternoon. Officers located the bicyclist, 18-year-old Eureka resident Ratnak Sokum, lying in the roadway. They also contacted the driver, 23-year-old Arcata resident Shaylin Heitzman, who said that she was driving her Jeep westbound on 4th Street when Sokum rode out in front of her. Sokum was hit by the car, which knocked her from her bike. Sokum was not wearing a helmet and sustained a head injury and multiple leg injuries as well, and she was transported to a local hospital. Impairment is not considered a factor in the collision. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 19-year-old Eureka resident Canyon Backus, who was wanted in connection with a stolen vehicle incident in Eureka on Sunday afternoon. Eureka police officers responded to a report of a stolen U-Haul truck that had been taken from in front of a residence on A Street. The two occupants, 34-year-old Jeff Thompson and Backus, were seen leaping from the moving truck when officers reached the scene. The truck then slammed into a power pole. Thompson was apprehended at gunpoint and arrested and booked on several charges, including vehicle theft and a probation violation. Officers identified Backus as the second man, and he eluded police during a subsequent search. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Now that the state of California has stabilized its budget, there is hope that the state's troubled educational system may finally receive adequate funding. In the past, the state has utilized certain methods to deal with its budget woes that negatively impacted education, and Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools Gary Eagles explained one of the processes.
Part of their strategy in the past has been to defer payments made to schools, which means money that should have been paid this year isn't paid until the subsequent year. The governor has said for 3 years now he wanted to reverse that trend, and this is the first year coming up in which he's actually reversing that trend and buying back some of the deferrals.
Eagles went on to express some optimism for the future.
There are, however, under the new philosophy of funding schools, there are some of our schools that are actually going to see some real money. And when I say real money, I'm talking about potentially 3%, 4% more money.
The new changes, along with the passage of Proposition 30, could result in a better-funded education system in California. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.